Hey,
what are you doing now? You want to get some food?
Oh, no, thanks. I don't date golfers.
All good, because I'm a hockey player.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave, and this is Chris.
Hey, how's it going, eh?
And welcome to Goonblog, the podcast number 4. We have a special guest in the house today. You know her from the website. MOL is sitting here on the couch with us. You guys may remember that we announced the engagement last week.
No, it's been longer than that.
2 weeks?
Yeah,
three weeks.
Yeah.
It all tends to blur together,
yeah,
like
no
I
kidding.
Always say.
Yeah.
A couple drinks last night?
Me? No, yeah. Her? MOL is a one beer queer now. So.
Oh, yeah.
One and a half?
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. All it took. Well, you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to start practicing for your wedding. You're going to have to start training.
Yeah.
A little bit, because that's going to be nuts. I assume I'm invited.
You'll be there.
Because that'd be awkward if I wasn't.
A little bit, yeah. Especially now that we've talked about it.
That would be a little awkward right now.
MOL's right here.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. So yeah. I guess I can assume if I wasn't previously invited that I am now.
Well, yeah.
Okay, good.
Of course, now, you know, my mother can't come, but you're in.
She'll understand.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take lots of pictures for her.
Exactly.
She loves me.
Exactly.
Well, in honor of your engagement, I understand that you're a big Stompin' Tom Connors fan.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, you love Stompin' Tom.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a special engagement song for you here. I don't know how this is going to sound.
You ever been to Tilsonburg?
Tilsonburg? My back still aches when I hear that word. While away down southern on...
That doesn't do much for you, does it?
No.
You're lying right now. Because last time we did a podcast, you told me that...
But that's not the one that drives her crazy.
What's the one that drives her crazy?
You know the one that drives her crazy.
Oh, the hockey song.
The hockey song.
You don't like the hockey song? You don't like the hockey song? Okay, well, we could probably get around.
Hello out there. We're on the air.
So let's dive into some goings on here, kids. Colton Orr scored his first goal last night.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Actually, he challenged Andre Roy from the Lightning. He was previously with Pittsburgh last year, and actually, Colton Orr kicked the stuffing out of him when he was a Bruin last year. But he challenged him, and then Roy wanted no part of it, so Orr got back in the play. Puck was down along the left-hand boards. And Orr just went in and absolutely tattooed the defenseman that had it. And like, really smartly, he's looking back up the ice because Roy was still on the ice. He's looking back to see if now that I've nailed this guy, is he coming back? Well, slid in there. So, first goal.
Yeah. Was he scoring a lot in the AHL?
I wouldn't say a lot. I mean, obviously he's not a goal scorer, but when he was with Providence, he was trusted on the ice. I mean, he was playing power play. He was playing PK. You know, he's not that bad of a hockey player. That's one of the things that is a big no-no for fight fans. When fighters start scoring goals and decide that they don't want to fight anymore, fight fans get all pissed. So hopefully this doesn't happen to Colton.
I mean, a lot of these guys, the tweeners as you call them, are going to have to step up and start scoring goals, or they're going to be down in the AHL.
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes back to the AHL play or NHL pay thing. You know, I mean, Orr's been a scratch a lot in New York. They've got Sean Avery now from L.A., who's, you know, got a big mouth and can back it up when he has to, but he's mostly an agitator. Mm-hmm. But there's still a place for guys like Colton Orr in the NHL, I believe. And the fact that Colton's been up there all year and hasn't been sent down to Hartford, it looks like they agree with it too. So.
Right. Well, good. We'll have to keep an eye on him. And see
definitely. They're in town soon, I think.
Good seats are still available. Good,
well, not necessarily.
Well, you guys, MOL and Chris, you guys just came from the Bank North Garden where we were supposed to get tickets for the Montreal game.
Yeah, March 3rd. Guy said all they had was club seats left, so...
Well, I got mixed emotions about that. On the one hand, I'm sad that I can't go to the game, but on the other hand, we can just go get scalp tickets if we really want them.
We could do that.
We'll probably just do that.
That's probably
if your brother's gonna,
let's
just do that. But on the other hand, it's good to see that the games are selling out. That Flyers game we went to sold out.
Yeah.
Remember? And
yeah,
just about.
Penguins, rather.
Penguins.
But that, you know, that's got a lot to do with Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin and Jordan Staal. But, you know, Boston-Montreal is still the biggest rivalry out there.
Yeah,
so
well, that's a good
point. You know, I shouldn't be all that surprised that it is sold out.
I bet we can go, we can walk down to the Garden 20 minutes before the game starts and probably get tickets for $80.
Absolutely.
So let's just continue playing.
Exactly. Let's do that.
Anyway, we'll continue to adjust our social calendar offline. Let's. I didn't introduce Brandy. Our friend Brandy's here today as well. Say hi, Brandy.
Hi.
Say hi a little louder, Brandy.
Hi.
Brandy, do you like hockey?
I love hockey.
You do?
I
now
do.
You went to your first hockey game this year, didn't you?
I did.
Do you remember who was playing?
It was the Bruins versus the Capitals.
Yes. Did you?
A-L-M.
Very nice.
Yes. Thank you for the spelling lesson. Dumbass.
Yeah. Apparently, I spelled capitals wrong. Somewhere on the website. I'm going to have to go back. And
in the podcast section.
In the podcast section. Wow.
When we talk about the last podcast.
Gotcha. Well, I'll clean that up.
For a site that's about goons, thugs, and enforcers, and our last podcast was about gay jokes, farts, and women's hockey. So.
Uh-huh. And it was our highest rated podcast ever. So what do you want me to do?
Hey, maybe we're onto something.
Speaking of Sidney Crosby, I'm reminded of that video that you sent me earlier this week.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people have seen this. We'll link to it from the podcast page so that you can all check it out as you're listening. But it's a kid, I believe he's French-Canadian, because the comments said that that somebody in the comments was, yeah, he's from Quebec and he's awesome. But there's this 13-year-old kid, and it's a shootout skills competition, and this kid is pulling moves like I've never even seen. It's absolutely sick.
Sick.
So I encourage you all to watch it. Look for it on the podcast.
I can't tell, though, because the video isn't that good.
Yeah.
It looks like the goaltenders are stopping a few of them, though. I can't really tell, but this kid is pulling moves where, I mean, they're between his legs and up and over his head.
Well, there's one
nuts.
He does that's like a catapult.
Yeah, I don't even know how
where he twists around like Chubby
exactly.
Checker and
right.
fires.
How do you even figure out you have the ability to do that? That is a lot of time standing on the pond just fooling around with the puck. Right, exactly. Right, exactly. And you want to, you know, separate from the union and all that sort of thing. Right. Exactly. And get, you know, picked on by Don Cherry. So, what else is there?
Well, perhaps we should leave it to Don Cherry to pick on the French then.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, so they say. And our logo was designed by a guy named Mike, and there's a link to his website. Anyway, the Deadspin Sports blog mentioned that our logo was their favorite, like, of all time.
Yeah.
Something like that.
MSNBC linked to us, too, about hockey blogs and said, worth it for the logo alone. So
I don't know if that's a compliment.
Yeah, exactly. These two can't write for shit, but Mike Gardner really helped him out. You
what
know?
A, that's a heck of a logo. Earlier this week, Chris, you had said you were on a form.
Yeah, actually.
Well, tell me what happened.
Actually, old buddy Tweener yesterday sent me an email from hockey-fights.com, and he said, well, apparently somebody really likes your logo, and asked if we knew the guy, and I have no clue who this guy is. You know, what are those things called? You're the nerded out for a second. Those
avatars.
Avatars. His avatar was our goon blog, Shoot, Pass, Punch, so...
Yeah. Well, but the problem with it is that he cut out the goon blog part.
Right.
And he just
and
had,
just had
the dude. Now,
right.
I personally don't care if he used the logo.
I have no idea.
Photoshop. So he took our logo, saved it, chopped it, put it back up as his avatar. Personally, I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
But leave the goon blog...
Yeah.
URL in the logo, and I don't care if you get it tattooed on your fucking back.
Right.
But just include the
and,
URL.
You know,
okay?
Barring getting it tattooed on your back, why don't you just buy a fucking t-shirt?
Buy a fucking t-shirt.
Where the logo is, conveniently enough.
It's already on your back.
On your back.
It's at least $200 cheaper.
Yeah.
And you don't have hot needles fired under your skin.
A lot less
for 3 hours.
Painful, I would imagine.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
You know, you have to look for alternatives in life sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of buy a fucking t-shirt, what's up with the contest, eh?
Yeah, I kind of lapsed on that. Last podcast, we mentioned we were going to run a contest. First prize is a shirt. Second prize is probably also a shirt. But what we want to do...
Let's autograph first prize.
Autograph first prize?
Yeah.
Now, who autographs it? You and me?
I don't know.
I think boss's paw print.
We could put my... Yeah, boss. My cat boss's paw print.
We could all autograph it. Brandy, MOL, me.
We'll do that. Anyway, somebody will autograph the shirt. Maybe we'll hang out in front of Tresca on Hanover Street here in the North End until Bubba shows up and get him to autograph.
Get Killer to speak French to him again. Mm-hmm. Ah, ça va bien.
Yeah, you might have read the article. Our new contributor, Killer, ran into Ray Bourque at Logan?
I guess he was, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
From what it sounded like, but... I guess he drank all the vodka on the plane or something like that and bumped into Ray staggering around. Well, Ray wasn't staggering around. Killer was staggering around and recalled his perfect French. And I think it must have been in Boston. He was coming from Texas. So I can't imagine Ray was in Texas for any reason.
No. Well, he's been around here a lot.
Yeah.
You saw him the other weekend. Didn't
you? Last Saturday night he was up at Lowell. The Hershey Bears were in town, and Chris is down with Hershey. He's not a bad hockey player.
Chris Bork.
Yeah, exactly, Chris Bork. He's got the exact same stride as his father. He's a beautiful skater, just like Raymond is. He's not as fast. So, he may get a cup of coffee with Washington if they're out of it. Hershey is Washington's affiliate, obviously. So, he may get a sniff up there at some point. But I don't know about his NHL prospects long term. So
okay, well, maybe how old is he?
I don't know.
Early 20s?
Yeah, gotta be, because he left BU right after the first semester of his freshman year, and that was 2 or 3 years ago. And I think he went to BU right from prep school, so he's probably 21, 22, minus the big afro.
Minus the big afro. We got a lot of links over the last couple of weeks for an article that you wrote about the state of the NHL. Puck Update linked to us, and a few other websites were pretty impressed with that. You want to recap that a little bit for us?
Yeah, I just the National Hockey League is going to start driving away fans of the game based on the fact that because fighting is so regulated and fighting is down, typically some of the most popular players on the roster are in fact the guys that do the fighting. You take a look at guys like PJ Stock. Is a god in this town.
Yes.
You still see them selling the PJ Ass Kicker 42 guy.
PJ Stark Ass Kicker.
He's a wicked ass kicker. And, he's a god around here. And Mitch Fritz, who is in the American League, was the AHL's Man of the Year last year for his charitable contributions. He's the most popular Springfield Falcon there is. But up at the NHL level, guys that do that are often, most times, the fan favorite. And because of the rules regarding fighting, they're being pushed out of the game. And as such, it's going to start, I think, driving away fans. Because the new rules, I agree, they had to get, the clutch and grab had to be stopped. Okay? It was boring as hell. But because they've taken all the clutch and grab out, and they've regulated the rules so much, it's a parade to the penalty box now. They've got to find a fine line between there and keep casual fans and guys that are fans of rough hockey and fighting and keep them entertained. You take that out, you've got the Swedish Elite League, and it's not all that interesting to a lot of people.
I think that when they went back to the drawing board, so to speak, during the off year, they thought that a faster, flashier game was gonna draw more fans, and it probably has.
It did.
But at the end of the day, they have alienated a lot of old time hockey fans.
Absolutely, and revenues last year were an all time high, and revenues are up again this year. But revenues are up, and attendance is down. So what does that tell you? It tells you that ticket prices are going up again, because people, Jeremy Jacobs, for God's sakes. The seats that we used to sit in that were $79 are now $84.50.
Yeah.
And they did it. They'd never really even said anything about it. They just, all of a sudden seats are up. And I think they did it halfway through this year. Because I know I paid $79 for those seats we sat in earlier in the year. I know I did.
How much did you pay for that calzone that you had the other
Exactly. That was about yay big. Five and a half.
I thought you said it was seven.
$7? It was seven.
$7 calzone.
Yeah.
Better be stuffed with fucking albacore tuna.
Exactly. Yeah. Served by a topless waitress. Exactly. Yeah. And that's the other thing.
So much.
That's the other thing. Jacobs, every time you buy anything, he owns the concessions in that building. So anytime you buy anything in that building, that money goes into his pocket as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and you, with, I mean, I know we were just talking about the March 3rd game being sold out. But at the same time, if you watch the Bruins at all, there's more empty seats in that building on any given night, and it doesn't really matter who's in town, with the exception of the Penguins. You know, there's obviously exceptions to the rule, but watch them tonight. Watch the Islanders tonight. I guarantee you, the building will be 3/4 full at best, probably more likely half full.
Well, I think that there's there'll be a bubble that'll burst at some point. Hopefully we'll see some more rule changes.
Well, it has to. And you know, I think there's a really big groundswell for Bettman's head right now. You know, I'm hearing that he is resigning. I'm hearing that he's being forced out a lot more than I ever was. You know, and it's not just the guys that are fight fans anymore. It's guys that, it's just the way that he's running the game. It's not just for us fight fans anymore that want him out. It's hockey people that want him out.
Yeah, we're actually going to we've been contacted by a gentleman from a major sports network who wants us to extrapolate on the state of the new NHL a little bit more. So when that comes to fruition, we'll be sure to let you guys know. You can see us putting on our Sunday suits and going and talking to some people, and they'll see what it does for the site. Couple more pieces of news. Let's talk about some transactions and some up and downs that have happened this week.
Yeah, it was a rough week. Trevor Gillies went down to Augusta. He was getting scratched a lot in Portland.
Yeah.
Trevor is one of my all-time favorites, but as it turns out, he's not that good of a hockey player. So he just wasn't playing a lot, and I think he wound up in Coach Dineen's doghouse a little bit too.
Yeah.
Because the last time they were in town, he asked Cam Jansen to go, I think, at least four times. And Jansen turned him down all four times. So I don't know if Jansen was coming down with Gordy Dwyer syndrome or if his hand was hurt, because I know that his hand was hurting him, one of his first. So anyways, and I saw after one of the times that Gillies asked Jansen to go, Dineen was really screaming at him to the effect of, hey, Trevor, stop fucking around. Start playing some hockey. And I think he got one more shift, and then I didn't see him for the rest of the game. So
yeah.
Gillies back down to Augusta, to the East Coast Hockey League. I saw his first game. He had 17 minutes in penalties. So, you know, 2-5 and a 10 for fighting and instigating a fight, which sounds like our boy Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably just happy to be playing hockey again and doing – he's one of those guys that just really – enjoys fighting, and he knows his role, and it doesn't matter what uniform you put him in, he's going to stick up for himself and he's going to stir the pot big time. I mean, he had one game in the NHL last year, had one shot on goal in 21 minutes in penalties. So I mean, it doesn't really matter where the kid goes, he knows his role and he's going to do what he's going to do. So good for him.
Very good. Well, we started talking about the contest earlier, and we sort of got off topic, but the contest is going to be, it's real simple. It's basically what you'd expect from our first contest. We want to know who your favorite enforcer of all time is and why.
So you don't have to get the Goon Blog tattoo on your back.
You don't have to get a tattoo on your back, and you can spend that $20 on a six-pack and a lid.
Speaking of six-pack, I'm out of brew.
There's some more Red Stripe in the freezer, buddy.
Oh, no.
Listen, we're almost done, so just keep your shirt on, all right? Actually, you've already taken your shirt off, so
yes,
keep your pants on. Thank you.
No deal.
No deal. One thing I want to mention before we go has actually been syndicated on Ty Domi's official website. I will link to it. I'll link to it to make it easy for everybody to find. But when Domi retired last year, I wrote an article basically, very remorseful and just kind of saying, hey, is this the death of the enforcer in hockey? And obviously it hasn't been. It hasn't been that black and white, thank goodness. But somebody from Domi's camp found it and put it up on their website. And, hey, I appreciate the press. You go to tydomi.com, go to the press site. And it's real easy to find. We'll link to it.
Absolutely. That was a good article. I like that.
It gave me warm and fuzzies when I saw it on his site.
Yeah. I bet it did. I know, because I know you're a TO boy, and Domi's one of your all-time favorites.
Yeah.
So that was cool. It was good. I'm happy that it made it up there. So plus, it was a good article, too. It wasn't...
wasn't bad.
Yeah, I liked it.
So, guys, we're going to wrap it up because we've got a couple of Doug Flutie sandwiches calling our name down at the Fours.
Tasty, buddy.
Tasty, buddy.
Hey, maybe we'll see Rob Simpson again.
If we do, we have to get another digital voice recorder that I don't get juiced and dropped between the seats at the Fleet Center.
You know, I listened to our first podcast again.
We had a lot of good material.
We did.
On that recorder. We were interviewing people at the Sports Grill.
Yes.
We were
whether they wanted to be or not.
We were starting fights
yep.
at the friggin' stands.
That's right.
So we'll do that again.
Yeah. We'll
go down to Best Buy.
An official Goon Blog.
And you know what we'll do is before we leave the house,
tape it to your hand.
You'll tie it with an elastic band to my wrist.
Exactly.
We'll get on the short bus and we'll go down to the to the garden. All right, kids, that's it for this week. Stay goony. Lots of stuff happening. Site redesign is on the way.
Wait, hold on a second. Did you say stay goony?
Stay goony. Talk to you soon. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Keep breathing. We love you. Goodbye.
Take off, babe.